Nefesh, I'll finish the Tosis here. And after Pesach, Be'ezras Hashem, we'll discuss what to do at that point, whether to go on first, and then do Chazara, or exactly when to squeeze a Chazara in, because I'd very much like to continue along as well. Okay, so we have the sugi here brings up two very important inyanim, which are very much Shas inyanim. And both are very connected as well to a larger Shas inyan of Isuri Hanah and Bailus of Isuri Hanah. So in these couple lines Gemara, you really are touching on real fundamental sugis and Shas. So it all has to do with the case of the Braisa, the Machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim in the case of Tavach Shar HaNifkal. And the halach according to Rav Meir is that you're chayv dal gehei, and according to the Chachamim you're pater. The Machlokes seems to revolve around Shechita, She'ena Ru'uya Shema Shechita. That's what the Gemara established already in the other cases of the Braisa. So if you hold Shechita, She'ena Ru'uya Shema Shechita, you're chayv dal gehei. That's where Meir would hold. And Rav Shimon's Shita, and that's the Chachamim in the Braisa, they hold Shechita, She'ena Ru'uya Shema Shechita, since you can't enjoy the meat, so you can't be chayv dalad vehei. So that's in terms of the basic structure of the case. But the Gemara hones in more carefully on this case and asks the question that if you have a situation of Shor HaNisko, which is Asa B'Hana, once it's Nigma Dino, we assume it's Asa B'Hana, so how could you be chayv for Knas of dalad vehei? After all, Lav Demare, he didn't shecht something that belongs to the Bailin. Either Kipshuto means because Isuri Hanah is not Shiloh, that's one possible way to learn the Gemara, so you didn't shecht something belonging to that person, or other variations of that idea, not that it's Mamish not Shiloh, it doesn't necessarily fail the test of Lachem from that perspective, but it's not considered Mamon of his, it's not considered worth anything, and therefore you didn't cause any damage, any further damage through the Tvicha. So again, you can't be Chayav Dalad Vehei, or if you consider it like a Yewish, so in that sense anybody could be Zolche, so how could you have a tain on this person for shechting it if anyone could be Zolche? So bottom line is the Gemara's question was how could you be Chayav Dalad Vehei, and the Gemara answers that Rav Meir holds like two different shitas that we combine. One is shitas Rav Yaakov and one is shita Rav Shimon. Rav Yaakov holds in the case of Shor HaNisko, the case, let's backtrack a second. The Gemara starts by saying, Hacha Mayaskina. Before we get to Rav Yaakov and Rav Shimon, we have to establish the case, not the case that we thought it was. Not Stam, a case of a Ganef that steals a Shor HaNisko from the Bailim. Instead, what is the case? The Bailim gave the Shor to a Shomer to watch. Now the Shor is Beveis Shomer, and it causes damage, that is to say, it kills a person. And it was Nigma Dino Beveis Shomer. And now the question is whether you're chayv dalad vehei to who? To the shomer. What's the issue? So Rav Meir says that you are because, number one, we have Rav Yaakov who holds that you have a right to give the Shor HaNisko back, the shomer that is, can give the Shor HaNisko back even though it's now Asa B'Hana. He can basically excuse himself, the machzir, the pikadon, even though it's Asa B'Hana, but you don't see that physical change in a physical way. It's not a physical change, it's a halacha, it's Asa B'Hana. So that is Rav Yaakov's shita. And the Chachamim disagree with Rav Yaakov. We saw the sugya in Bava Kama that has to do with whether you can have a beis and be paskin on the shore to be Asa B'Hana, shelo b'fnei ashor. That's what Rav Yaakov says. And therefore, the fact that the Shomer let it be given over to Beis Din in no way is a tain on him. And therefore, the same way that by a person who steals chametz, ba'avel of a Pesach, he can say, the Mishnah states, he can say to the Nigzal, Harisha Cholof Anecha, because it's the same physical item that I took, even though it's worthless to you now after Pesach. So the same way Rabbi Yaakov would say, in the case of a Shor HaNisko, the Shomer can give it back as is and say, here it is. And if that's true, and that's one point for Rabbi Meir that you have to plug in, but then you have to add another point, and that is that Rabbi Meir holds like Rav Shimon's Shita regarding what's called Dava HaGorim L'Mamun K'Mamun Dami. But what is that halacha? That's the case in Merubah of a person who steals an animal of Kachin, let's say an Ola, that is a neder that the person is fulfilling by bringing this carbon that he was no there to Beis HaMikdash. He didn't say Harezu, he said Harei Olai. So normally, if you steal from Hegdish, the din is you don't pay kefel, because it says Lirei Ehu, Yisham Shneim Lirei Ehu. But what does Rav Shimon hold? That because Davar Garm Mamun Kemamun Dami, which means that since this individual is being protected, his assets are being protected through this animal, because this animal, by bringing this animal, he's able to fulfill his neder. Were this animal to disappear one way or another, he'd have to pay money to replace it, because he made a neder to give a carbon to Hegdish. That's called Davar Hagoreim L'mamun. Everyone hear the vort? K'mamun Dami, that means that the animal is considered to be have value to this person, even though it's Hegdish in terms of the actual value, but there's a certain, you could say, quasar value that you can attach to the animal vis-a-vis this person, because it's Goreim L'mamun. It impacts on Mamun for him. It gives him that insurance that with this animal, he's pater from having to replace and give another animal and pay money. Therefore, this animal has value. To the extent that this kefel that you have to pay to this person who you stole the carbon ola from. The Gemara uses Rav Shimon in other places as well. We mentioned the sugyim psachim binogeya, the drush of lo yimatzei, from makabale pikadon, even from a guy, but you makabale achrayis on it. And therefore, if something happens, you have to pay back. So that's an example that you could violate lo yimatzei. The Gemara links that to the sugya of Rav Shimon of Dabar Garm L'mamun, and then the Gemara says, but could be everyone agrees because of the special pasuk of lo yimatzei. Then the Gemara says, but then for Rav Shimon, who needs the lo yimatzei? And that's another very important point that Gemara suggests, that perhaps Rav Shimon's yisod is only limited to a case where it actually caused the money to be lost out of pocket. Whereas right now it's just sitting in the person's house, and maybe you wouldn't necessarily allow for the rule Dabar Garm L'mamun K'mamun Dami. So therefore, you have the lo yimatzei. You have to know what to make of that svara of the Gemara and Daf Vav Amud Aleph and Pesachim. Does that svara only apply as a havamina? So therefore, it's a fleeting havamina. But now they have lo yimatzei. It reconfigures Dabar Garm L'mamun as we always understood it. It doesn't have to actually translate right now into the monetary obligation. It simply is the fact that it covers the potential loss that you'd have to pay if this wasn't here, and that's all that suffices, and that's why there's a chiyuv for lo yimatzei, and that's why there's a chiyuv kefel, and that's all there is to it. Or does the svara actually have validity even beyond the sugya? And then, of course, there's a lot to be said about that, but I don't want to overwhelm anybody, so let's stop at that. Okay, this brings us to the Tosis. Questions so far? Take a look at it. Whatever I say now is not going to substitute for you looking at it again. But I said it quickly now, I'll say it quickly again. So, but then you have to see it again. It's a major couple lines in the Gemara there. A lot. Ksosis Kasha, based on this Gemara, there's a lot to be said. The Gemara seems to say that perhaps is the question. Is it really a svara? Rav Shimon only said it when there actually resulted the monetary loss. You stole the animal, and now he has to pay money to replace it. That's when the din applies. Here it's all theoretical. It's sitting in his possession on Pesach. The guy gave a pikadon to the Jew, and he was mekabel achrayis. If something would happen, he'd have to pay the guy, the mafkid, because he's mekabel achrayis. But right now, nothing happened. What the Gemara seems to be saying is that if nothing happened yet, so then there's no dabar garm l'mamun. It's only going to be garm l'mamun if it's mamish, you can see it in front of you. Now, how do you explain that? That could be relevant for our Tosis too, a little bit, which is what Tosis tries to do, is try to link this issue to garmi. The Pashtus, what is Rav Shimon's svar? Rav Shimon is assigning a monetary value to this cheftza. It's not that you're paying for the monetary damage that results or that might result. It's that the object has value. It's Isuri Hana. No, but since I can see some association with money that can potentially correlate with this item, So this item now takes on a certain value for this person. And again, here the Gemara is suggesting, but only if you can see that in front of you, that the person has to actually pay for it. The reason why it's a difficult Gemara is because, just give you a mashal of one of the kashas that the Ksos asks and others. This, again, don't have to focus right now. Just I'll tell you when we're back to the Ksos. It's just for you, parentheses, open parentheses, right? The Gemara in Sanhedrin by Yerani Dacha says you have to know how to define kol shalala tikbot sotoch rechova v'sarafta ve'esh, that the possessions of the people who lived in the Yerani Dachas have to be burnt, the Yisurei Hana. So what if Reuven, Shimon, whoever in this Yerani Dachas have a carbon which is a pledged carbon? So, according to Rav Shimon, Dava Gar Mam Kimamundami, so would you say that also is considered to be, has to be burnt because it's considered theirs? Now, nothing has happened yet. It's just, you have to freeze the frame right now. When he steals the carbonola, then you have that loss that is already come to pass with the Gneva. And Rav Shimon says, "Yechayv keifel, because yishayim shtayim garei ehu, it's called garei ehu, because he stole from the person, because he has the loss that he experienced through your geneva." Here, you have to know right now, Basher Husham, is it theirs? That's seemingly against this Gemara's Havamina, or maybe not Havamina. That's there's a lo yimatzei. But if the svara remains aliba de emes, it's just that lo yimatze is a din by chametz. So besides the arena of chametz, so we have to stay with the svara of Shimon. So then how could the Gemara, seemingly the Gemara that does link Rav Shimon to that situation, say yes, it's considered your shalal and belongs to you? Again, another issue which is very interesting, just throwing it out, just as a mar makom, and I like to do this b'derech klal, but just to, we don't have the time to go into it at length, but there's a Pnei Yeshua that has the following question. I mean, he assumes a certain way. Rav Shimon says, Shimon Shkop says, clearly not this way. According to Rav Shimon, Davar Gomel Kamama Dami, so do you have a bailus to sell it? To what extent is it your mamam? Rav Shimon spoke about Hilchos Geneva, Yechayv Kefel, Yechayv Dalid Vehei. If you take something that's garim l'mamun on the part that's to the person garim l'mamun k'mamun dami, would that mean that this person has a certain bias that he could sell it? Or no, from that perspective, it's hegdish. Semoin. It's a very limited context, garim l'mamun k'mamun dami. It's a real shas sugya, this Rav Shimon. But again, to extent possible, let's go right into the Tosis. So what is that's the thing, Yeshua? And Rav Shimon says, certainly not. You don't have a bailus to sell it. It's specifically in the Geir, that's in Halacha of Kefel, and it could be in the Geir, the Sugi by Chametz, by Oyematze, that you have the Pasuk Oyematze. But in terms of a bailus, a real bailus that you can now, you own it to the extent that you can sell it, certainly not. Okay, now, the Gemara, to justify Rav Meir, needs to bring Rav Meir in line with two different Tanoim. The first is Rav Yaakov, which is setting up Rav Shimon for Gorim L'mamon. Why is it Gorim L'mamon over here? Because this Shomer, if he wanted, could restore and return this shore, this ox, to the Bailim, even after it's been Nigmadino L'misa. That's because Rav Yaakov holds, based on his consideration, what he Nefter Machokis Tegmar explains, we saw that you can give it back. That makes it garim l'mamo. And now you have to bring Rav Meir in line with Rashitas Rav Shimon, who says garim l'mamo k'mamada. What is Tosis bothered by? Who needs to bring Rav Meir in line with Rav Shimon? You just need to bring Rav Meir in line with Rav Meir. What do I mean? Because there is a Shitas Rav Meir that the Gemara quotes often in Shas that holds Dayin Dina de Garmei. That's Rav Meir's own shita. What are some cases? Tosu is going to tell us some cases. What does garmei have to do with? An indirect causation of damage. And Rav Meir says you have to pay. Tosus right now is assuming the Ikar Adin. It's going to be a tzad at the end of Tosus that it's only a Din Rabbanan, and that's going to be a simple way around this whole question. But until you get to that last answer, the Ritzva, it's a Din D'Oraisa, that the Meir Doin Din the Garmei. Says Tosus. Sabah Lukrev Shimon Damar Dabar Gomen Kamamun Dami Vim Tomar Amai Lo Kamar Drameir Tamei. Not Rameir Krev Shimon. Once you have Rav Yaakov, Rav Meir and Rav Yaakov are on the same page, that means that this Shomer would no longer be able to pay the shor back, because now it's been stolen. So if that's true, then all you have to add to this is Rav Meir Lishitaso, the Darn Din the Gamay, and we can understand why Tabach pays Dalet Behei. What's this Rav Meir Din the Gamay? Gabe Mekadesh Tuas Chavero, Osorif Shtaros Chavero. Two cases Tosus mentions in passing. One, Mekadesh Tfuas Chavero. What is that? Bavakama Dafkuf. This is one of those other cases that ties in with Odam Ose Davash Eina Shelo. You see how everything is like intertwined. We didn't mention it in connection to that whole sugya, but the question is whether it's the same sugya as Avodah Zarah Odam Ose Davash Eina Shelo. It's a different type of Odam Ose Davash Eina Shelo. You have a case here in Mishnah Kilayim where there is a separation fence between somebody's vines, vineyard, and someone else's tevua. And there's a din called Kilay HaKerem that if they mix, then it becomes Asabana. One of these three Hana is Kilay HaKerem, but that's only if it's Mosif Masayim. If the tevua increases by 1/200th as a result of the mixture, that they're now being yonig from each other. And the case mentioned here the more quotes as a brisa, okay, but there are cases in Kilayim in the Mishnah too. Mechitzas HaKerem Shenifritza, Omer Lo Gidor, so let me give you the background for this Gemara Daf Kuf. The Gemara starts off with a story, and he says, "Okay, so you must be saying Rav Meir is done din de garmei. So which Rav Meir is it?" So the Gemara starts by bringing a case of Dones Adin, a dayan judges a case, and he paskins wrong. So Yishalom Yibeso. He has to reimburse. The Gemara says that's not a riot. It could be a case of Natav Nasan Biyad. He actually took the money from one litigant and gave it to the other. That's not Garmei. It was a Hezek Biyadayim. So the Gemara brings another case of someone who's dying wool, dyed it the wrong color. Garmei says he has to pay. So the Gemara says that's also Avid Biyadayim. Eloha Rab Meir. So this is the Rab Meir of Din de Garmei. Hamesachich Gafno. Is that what Tosis quoted? Tosis quoted Mekadesh Tuas Chaver. Okay. Mesachich Gafno Agabi Tuas Chaver. So you spread out the vineyards on someone else's Tvua. Hareza Kidesh. This is the issue of the Mosa Davashena Shalom, right? What do? You took your vines and you put them on someone else's Tvua. Although that, of course, you could say that's a physical, I think, Basa Vachala. Yeah. Hasanamika Vid Biadayin. So what's the case? Machitza Sakem Shenifritza. Balach is if you have a fence between someone's vineyard, someone's tvua, zeh samech gedem mikan, zeh samech gedem mikan, and that's mutter. But now that the fence collapses, omer lo gidor, so the person, the balat tvua says to the person who owns the karen, replace the fence, build the fence. Nifritza, again, he keeps telling him, and if he doesn't do it, harez a kidesh v'chayi v'achriyuso. So that's Rav Meir. That's one case. What's the issue? You caused the hezek directly or indirectly? Indirectly. One case. Of course, you have to also discuss hezek she'ena nikar, which is Tosfos Kashi here as well. There's a lot of issues and layers to this case, which we're not going to enter into. Hezek she'ena nikar, or the most davar she'ena shelo. But anyway, the issue that we're dealing with is Wad Garmei. It's indirect Hezek. One case. What's the other case?
What is the Hezek again? So there's a Geder?
There's a Geder that collapses, and now if it's Hosif Masayim, if it adds a 200th, then it becomes usr. The tefillah becomes usr because of the vines that are growing side by side with that fence in between. So by not building the fence, and this is not a ma'aseh b'yadayim, it's passive, but not building back the fence, you are causing the tefillah to become usr. Are you chayiv? Yes. Why? Dina digarmei. That's one case. That's one case. What's the other? That's mekadesh tefillas chavera. What's the other case? Soref shtaros chavera. Tosfos is going to bring us to the Gemara. Might as well have it. Tzadi ches on the days in Bava Kama. So a person has shtaros that claim, have, you know, documents that claim that this different people owe him money. Comes along a guy and he burns this guy's shtaros. And as a result, he's not going to be in a position to collect any of the money that the shtar says he's owed. So does the soreif have to pay the value of the shtar or the money that would be owed to him by what says in the shtar? Because now he's lost out the ability to collect. So the Gemara ties that into what? To Rabbi Meir's Doyin Dina Degarmei. What does Tosfos want? Tosfos wants that if you hold Dina Degarmei, then you don't need to add Rav Shimon of Dava Garim Lamamun Kamamundam. And therefore it should be pashut that the guy who steals the shor from the Beis HaShomer should, and if he's Tavach, should have to pay Dalet Behei. Now, we're going to read on in the Gemara, but in Tosfos from the Gemara, but just right away, something should strike you as very strange about the Kasha, and we'll have to see what changes in the Teretz. Perhaps this might lie in part of what Tosfos is going to say, at least in one of the Tirutzim. Namely, what is it that you need over here to be Chayiv Dal Vehe? You need to establish that the shore is owned by the Shomer. And you did Tvicha on something which has value to the Shomer. So you have to quote a Maisa Gneva and a Maisa Tvicha on this object of value. The shore has value. Davar Gom Lamamun Kamamun Dami does that for us. It establishes that this thing is considered to be of value. It has shavius. It has mamonis. So you took, and it belongs to this guy who has a monetary vested interest in it through Gorim Lamamun. And therefore, you were toveach a shor shel ploni, shel Reuven, the shomer. How is it Reuven's shor? Because of the Gorim Lamamon is what defines this shor as having value to Reuven, and therefore you have to pay Dalet Vehei. That's what the Gemara is saying. What does Tosfos want to do here? He wants to get to the same place with a different mechanism, with a different principle. Forget Rav Shimon's Gorim Lamamon. Or you could say, or Rav Meir for sure has to buy into everything that the Gorim Lamamon gives you. Rav Meir gets it from his own shita. What is Gorim Lamamon doing for us? It's allowing us to view this object as being owned by this person, so that what? So that he did tvicha on Reuven's shore. He did geneva and tvicha on Reuven's shore. How do I get to that assumption? With Rav Meir Sita Gina de Garmei. At first glance, Ma Inyan Zelazeh. Again, we'll have to see, this may be part of what's going to be coming up in the Tirutzim of Tosfos. What do you have in Rav Meir? Let's start with the first case, clearly. They're striking. Are we talking about establishing value to a particular chayfetz? We're talking about ascribing damages that you person has to pay even though you caused the damage indirectly. What did you do? You didn't put back the fence. And as a result of your sin of omission not to put the fence back, you will go rain, hezek, monetary loss to that person who owned the tefillah, right? So what does garmi mean? It means that you can mechayiv me for having caused damage indirectly. Okay. So if you want to just take that idea and translate it over to the case of the shomer, so what would that mean? That when I take this shor away from the shomer's house, he won't be able to pay the guy back with the shor. He'll have to take his own money. I understand. So I caused them that kind of a loss. But what does Rav Meir say in the Braisa? What happens when I shech the shore? I have to pay Dalad Behei. Where does Din and Degarmi lead me to assume that I pay Dalad Behei? To pay Dalad Behei, what do I have to say? That this shore that I took is a shore that belongs to that guy. What makes it belong to that guy? There's a bailus. What's the bailus? It's Asa Bahana. His bailus is that it helps him cover his tracks, insurance, that he doesn't have to pay from his own pocket. That's Daba Gomamamam, Kamamadami. That's what you can use to define as his money. Therefore, I did tzvicha on a shore that belongs to Reuven, the showman. But how does Din Degarmi help me in that regard? Din Degarmi is a halacha that I can be machuyev for damages, even though damages were not direct. They may have been immediate, but they weren't direct. It was indirect. My mesachich gafno, what does it mean? It means that I have to pay for the loss that I caused you through not putting the wall back up. So good. So that's mazik. So in that sense, I should have to pay you for what you're gonna, you're gonna lose out. You're not gonna be able to use this shore to pay the guy back with. But dalet vehe is a function of what? Of having been done tficha on your shore. What made it your shore? It's asa bahana. So what in the world is Tosas asking? But mesachich gafno, you don't see in that case any yisod that you can view something which is garim l'mamon as mamon, as value, as being owned by that person. It just means that I have to pay for the incidental damage. Now, what about the other case Tosas mentions? That already, you can question what's going on there. But what is that case? Sorif shtarasu shochaveru. So he has a bunch of documents, and altogether he would be collecting $100 with all these shtaros, and I burn those shtaros and you can't collect. And that's the din of garmei. The mayor says you have to pay the person $100. So what is that idea? You could say, because I caused you the hezek, that you're not going to be able to collect. And again, what does that tell us about the case over here of Tama? Doesn't seem to help. Alternatively, what could you say? That what Din de Garmei is saying and what lies within Din de Garmei is that the fact that you have the ability to collect with this star, these staros, X amount of money, can therefore plug into these staros that you see right now, that value that can come through these staros, it's like it's here right now, it's latent within the star. And the star, therefore, has value to you, the amount that you can collect with it. And therefore, you did, the garmei means as if I was mazik you that money, because that money lies within the staros. If you want to frame it that way, then there's something of a parallel to what we have in Gorim Lamam. But by Mesachich Gafno, seemingly that idea doesn't make sense. And then you're going to have to learn it the other way. It's just an incidental damage that it caused. So it's hard to know what Tosis meant here with the whole question. Let's continue on in Tosis. Tosis quotes the Gemara, though. To make the Kasha stronger by service to Rosh of Shulchaveiro, Tosis quotes the Gemara at Tzadiches and Bava Kama. The Koshkein, Tosa says, if he's mechayev by service daros of chavero, koshkin de mechayev bedavar gorim lemamam. So certainly, Rav Meir is mechayev bedavar gorim lemamam. Kida amar hasam ba gozel. What does the Gemara say in Perek Gozel? The following line: Dilma ad kanu kam Rav Shimon el bedavar sheikro mamon. I will start the ingufo mamon lo. What does the Gemara say? That Rav Shimon only said Dabar Gorim L'Mamon in the case of Ikro Mamon and not by Shtar de Ingufa Mamon. Let's get the context of the Gemara. The Gemara, you have the Gemara, Tzadiches and Mebeis, right? So there's a Memra of Rabbah which appears on a Meralef, which you don't have. Hasarv Shtaros, Shtaros Shachavero, Pater. Rabbah paskins that a person burned somewhere else's Shtar is Pater because all he burnt was paper. The guy won't be able to retrieve money that the star said is owed him. But what did I do? I caused you 5 cents of hezek. I'm basically putter for the I don't have to pay you for the loss of money that was incurred by my burning your steres. So the Gemara continues, and I'm in Beis, and says on the fourth line, Amar Abdimi Bar Chanina, Chad Rabba Machokes of Shimon Rabbani. Everyone see this Gemara? You guys have it? Rabba's halacha, that a person who burns the other guy's steres. So your pater is really a machokis of Shimon, which Rav Shimon Rabbanan, as we're going to see. Rav Shimon, the Amar, Dava, Garm with Mammon, Kim Mammon, Dami, Machayev. So according to Rav Shimon, Rabba is not correct. Why? Dava, Garm with Mammon. So therefore, the star is Garm with Mammon, so therefore you have to pay the value of the loan that says that he owes. Where Rabbanan, Dami, Dava, Garm with Mammon, Kim Mammon, Dami, Lo, Machayev. So it comes out, this question of Garm and Mammon is going to impact on the case of Rabba. But then the Gemara turns around and says, no, maybe Rav Shimon will agree over here that you're Pater. Maskif la Rav Huna bereid Rav Yeshua. Wait a second. You can't necessarily assume that for Rav Shimon it's going to be Chayev over here. Why? Because Amar the Shamakli Rav Shimon, Dava Garm and Mammon ke Mammon dami, bedava she ikro Mammon. Something which started off as Mammon. It's ikro Mammon. And then you have this, subsequent to that, it loses its status of mammon, but this person still has a gorim with mammon in it. But it started out as mammon. Kidderabba, like the case over here. Let's imagine this case. Gazal chametz lufnei ha-pesach. He stole chametz before Pesach. Ubo achev esorfo. Someone else goes ahead and burns the chametz that the gazlin stole. When did he do it? The Moed Pater. It is on Pesach. So the one who sorates the chametz is Pater. Shakomet suvin alav avaro. There's chametz on Pesach. Everyone has to burn it. La'achara Pesach. If he burns the chametz that was stolen by the gazlin from somebody after Pesach, so that's machokas of Shimon Rabbanan. Let's see how. You hear the case, everybody? A guy burns chametz that a gazlin stole before Pesach, he burns it after Pesach. What's the halach after Pesach? Chametz of Pesach is asa b'hanah. So do you have to pay for being mazik this chametz? The answer is, no, that's a separate discussion, but let's assume the raisa right now. Yeah. So now, according to Rav Shimon, Dabar gom mamun kem mamun dami, chayiv, Rabban da'amri dabar gom mamun gav kem mamun dami pater. According to Rav Shimon, this gazlin, what could he do if he still had the chametz before the guy burnt it? What could he do with his chametz? We saw the Mishnah. What could he do? Go back to the nigzal, the heishiv es hagzeila. Here it is. It's worthless. Haresh shachal fanach. But now that it was burnt, so he can't do that. So that's garba garm le mamon. So therefore, you are mazik, the mamon of the gazlin, that he has garba garm le mamon. So therefore, you have to pay. So you don't have to pay. Says the Gemara, that's all true if it's ikro mammon, meaning it started out as mammon and now it loses its status, but he still has a garm with mammon. However, what's the case that we're discussing? A person has a shtar that says someone owes him money, it never had the status of mammon for itself, it was only paper. So therefore, you can't necessarily use Rav Shimon to say that you chayev the value of the chovos that are written in the shtar. The davar, she'en ikro mammon mi amrina. Okay, so what did Tosis quote this Gemara for? To show what? This is the line that Tosis refers to. The Gemara, the Kosh gave the Mechayev Dabar Garm Mammon, Kid Amar Hasan Bahagozel, Dilma Atkan Gom Rav Shimon, Elba Dabash Ikro Mammon, Avashtar De Ain Gufa Mammon Lo. That means that you see from the Gemara that what's easier? That what do you see in the Gemara? Kidda Amar Hassam, what did Tosis see so far? What?
It's hard to call a star mammon. That Iker mammon is already married to Machayev on the star, Kolshkin will be Machayev on the shore.
So I tell you the truth. I think you have to read another line of Gemara to understand what Tosis meant. You see what I mean in a second. We'll read on in the Gemara. Amar Amemar. Man de doin dina de garmei, magvi beid meishtar malya. Mandalodan din the gamay magvibeid miniar bialma. Havi uvda the kafi rafmur ashi the agvibeid kikshur litzalma. The Gemara continues and says, if you're doing din the gamay, which is that machokas the main rabbanon din the gamay. So then, what? Then you can collect the whole value of the shtar, of whatever the shtar would be worth. So what does it come out? According to Rav Shimon, can you say with certainty in this case of Sarv Shtar Chavero that you're going to be chayev? The Gemara seems to say no. Maybe Rav Shimon only said it in a case where it was like chametz, where it was ikro mamon, and then it becomes asa b'hanah, but there's a double garment with mamon, that's where Rav Shimon says you're chayev. But in the case of shtar, you wouldn't say davar garm u'mam. But what does the Gemara say a minute later when it comes to garmei? Yechayev. So what's easier in the case of shtar to say? Davar garm u'mam or garmei? Garmei. So therefore, it says Tosis, if Rav Meir holds doin din de garmei, so certainly whatever Rav Shimon holds by davar garm u'mam, Rav Meir's got to obviously agree with that too. And therefore, back over here, why do you have to bring Rav Meir in line with Rav Shimon? Rav Meir just has to be Shitasa. Because you see in that Gemara, that Sarv Shtaratha Shechavero, you wouldn't be Chayiv necessarily according to Rav Shimon. Because for Rav Shimon's Gerber Mammon, it might only be true by something that's Ikro Mammon, like by Chametz that was first worth money, then it became devalued, but you still have that monetary vested interest in it, and that's where we say Davgom Kimamon Dami, but by Shtar, which it never had its own value beyond the fact that you could potentially collect with it, so that wouldn't have the halacha of Davgom Kimamon Dami. And yet, what would it have? The Gemara says, the halacha of Dinah Degameh. So what is Tosis asking? So therefore, Rav Meir is done in the Garmei, so certainly Rav Meir would hold Dav Gom Kimam Adami. And Tosis is quitting the concepts to the extent that Rav Meir should certainly agree with Rav Shimon, because you see where Rav Shimon wouldn't work, Rav Meir's cloud does work. And therefore, what does Tosis want? That if a person steals the Shor Anisko from the Beis HaShomer, he should pay Dal Behe. If you look in Tosis Bava Kama, you see where I got this from, what I just said, even though Tosis doesn't make it as clear over here, I want to just show you where, you know, lead you where I got this from. It's a chor, that's a pshat in Tosis. Tosis didn't quote that next line, but he clearly meant to look at Tosis Bava Kama, Ayin Aleph and Beis, the same Tosis, basically, the Savala Kerv Shimon, with a couple more words. Ayin Aleph and Beis, it's the parallel sugya. You'll know, the same sugya here, Lamed Aleph Suvis, is an Ayin Aleph and Bava Kama, Ayin Aleph and Aleph and Tamid Beis. So on the bottom, toward the bottom of Amid Beis comes the Tosis, the Savala Kerev Shimon. Just notice the difference in the language, and you'll see exactly that's what Tosis Kavani is here as well. The Savala Kerev Shimon, Tema, right, the same Kasha. The Lamalei Lameimar, the Savala Kerev Shimon, Lameimar, the Rameir, the Tameh. The Darn Din, the Gameh. The Kosh, the Bechayib, the Bagarim, the Mammon. Why? The Gemara says over there, the Gemara we just read, but the Gemara says that point a minute later. That's the line that we just read afterwards. So that's the Pshat of Tosis. Rav Meir is, his cloud goes beyond that of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon's cloud could be limited and wouldn't apply by a case that's not Ikro Mammon. Rav Meir says in the case of Shtarosav, it is going to say Dina de Gamay Archive. So therefore, why does the Gemara have to bring Rav Meir with Rav Shimon? But now let's come back to the question that we asked before. Seemingly, in Rav Shimon, what is the Pshat? That the item itself is viewed as having mammon to that person. It's a chetzav mammon, even though it's asher b'hanah. But it's considered to be belonging to this person. To this person, it has value because it could lead to mammon, and therefore it's considered to be his as in terms of the chetzav. That's what you need to say to Mechayev Dalet V'hei. Do you see that in the halach of Garmei of Rav Meir? At first glance, what do you see in Rav Meir? You see that you can mechuyev for incidental hezek. What does Tosfos want Rav Meir's cloud to ultimately embrace. Okay. That you can view the chefs as having as being the mamonos of that person. Who says? Maybe what Meir is saying is I can follow the tracks and see that ultimately you caused hezek, and if you have to pay for that hezek, that indirectly was caused by what you did. But if that's all Rav Meir's klal said, then all you can imagine over here is that you have to pay him for the loss of money of the shore. But what is it that Rav Meir is machayev over here when he's tavach? What is he machayev? Dalav v'hei. So what's going on? What did Tosis see in Rav Meir that should allow him to pay dalav v'hei? Again, we're going to see a second teretz of Tosis. This could very much lie in Tosis' teretz. We'll see. But at this point, what apparently Tosis is assuming, in order to ask this kasha and to say that Rav Meir's din d'ganei should be sufficient here to see Rav Meir as what? As viewing this as a chefetz of mamon. In the same way that Dabar Gam Mamon K'mamon Dami does that, and it's called Tavach Shoro Shel Ruvain, which has now value to Ruvain, so that's what Meir's klal would do as well. Now, in Sarav Shterosav Shechavero, I can hear it. I don't have to say it that way, but I could say it that way. By the case of Mesachich Gaf, no. I think there's no other way to tighten up the din of the gamay over there except to say that I'm paying you for the hefsid that I caused you and that the tzvur became usher. There's no other way to define it. But Tosus thought that within din of the gamay I can also arrive at this formulation. That's a tremendous chiddush in Tosus' assumption. Let's see what Tosus does. Three terutzim. Terutz number one. The Yeshloma. Yes, the Gemara makes a svara to distinguish that Rav Shimon would not agree by the case of Sarif Shtarosav, even though Rav Meir would hold in the Gamay that way. But you could also be machalk in the other direction. That what's true by Sarif Shtarosav would not be true in the case over here. What does Sarif Shtarosav have for Rav Meir in the case of Misachich Gaf know that our case doesn't have? The Yishloma. The Iko Memer Nami Ipcha. The ad kanu come Rav Meir. When did Rav Meir say don din gamay ela b'sorif shtaros shchavero? Oh, mekadosh tuas chavero shehu mamon haraoy l'chol haolam. This is mamon that's fit for everybody. Now, anyone would be able to collect money with these shtaros that say that money is owed to the person holding the shtar. And the same thing by Mekadosh Tvoas Chavero, we're talking about money that's, the loss of money is something that's relating to everybody. Doesn't matter this person or anybody. Avo Shohanisko, this halacha of Shohanisko, that it has value because he could patter himself with the mafkid, ain roi el lozea shomer sheyiftarat. What did Tosis say? Tosis had a svara in the other direction. The Meir's din d'ganei would not help us in our situation of shomer. Why? Because here it's only you can call it a goyim l'mamon for the shomer, and the other cases are quote unquote goyim l'mamon for everybody. Again, we're talking din d'ganei of Rav Meir, but Rav Meir would only allow within his din d'ganei what extent of goyim l'mamon can you insert into Rav Meir's din d'ganei. Tosis wants to put Dabar Gam Mamon under the umbrella of Din HaDeganei, in effect. That's what Tosis wanted to do. So he says, but you know what? Rav Meir's cases of Din HaDeganei are the case, all those cases would only work for Garim L'mamon, where it's Garim L'mamon for anybody, not just for this individual person. Here, it's only the Shomer that has the vested monetary interest. In the case of Shtaros, anyone who has a Shtar that's written on it that the Balashtar's old money has that ability to collect. Misachich Gafno is for everybody. What did Tosis mean in this? Is Tosis doing a revolution, changing the whole idea of the linkage between Garmi and Dabar Gam Mamon, or is he sort of tweaking it and just saying, well, it won't help you as far as our Gemara is concerned? What does it sound like from the way Tosis is expressing this? How does it sound to you? Is Tosis creating a whole new? Is Tosis trying to go back to what we were, what was bothering us, and saying, "Well, Dabar Gam Mamon is not. It is only what's, you know. It's only going to work to make. It is what it's needed in our Gemara to make it worth money as a cheftza. I don't know how even to plug it in. What does Tosis need to say?
Well, why are they different? Why is one row away for everybody, one not?
Okay, so the case of Shomer is only for the Shomer. He's partner with this
star. Only for the star with your name on it.
No, anyone holding the star.
No, it has to be in your name. No.
No, because it can be sold. Anyone who has that star has the right to collect with it. Yeah. So it says that the Balas star is holding it. Anyone that says, you know, you can collect with it. So anyone having this star has the right to collect. Misachich Gafno, it's whatever the issue of money is, it's anybody. The Tzvu is us, whoever's owning that field, it's going to be the same issue he has to deal with. And over here, it's only specific for the Shomer that it has a monetary relevance for only for this guy and this guy only. And therefore, because it's only an ogeah for this person, you don't see in Rav Meir. Where would you see it in Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon even says it for the case of an individual who pledged an ola, carbon ola. Right? It's only garm l'mamon for this individual. That's, I think the Tosafot spells that out. I believe so. Tosafot didn't actually spell that out, but it should be clear to everyone. That's the point of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon, you see that even if it's a specific to you that it impacts on money, that's it's enough to view that as garim l'mamon. Tosus Alashbash is lesson is as follows. The Yeshlama Dilo Dami, the Hassam who the Machai Mishim the Roishta Zel Kui Alma, he says, by the way, your point, the Machro Lahem Velidvospo. Says it first, what I told you. Maybe I got it from him. The Roishta Zel Kui Alma, the Machro Lahem Velidvospo. Therefore, it's Mamma. Bechain Tvua Shayim Akadesh. Means it makes it Asa. Ru'uyu Kui Alma, Abashar Nisko, Eno Roi El Lazesh, Yifto Atzmo Bo. L'kach Omar, that's what the Gemara has to say, not Rav Meir did the Ganei. Rather, L'kach Omar, Sabal Krav Shimon, the Machai Bechihai Gavna, Gadi Kotshin, Shechai Bach Ryusan, the Lachaz Yalu Lachad. It's only this person that has the monetary vested interest, nobody else.
So anybody can take that thorns or whatever, that Kilaim thing? No, isn't it only your Kilaim that got damaged?
No, but I mean, everyone, it would be affecting everybody. That loss that the Tzvua becomes usher when Hosef Masayim, that's not just for you. That issue of money that's at stake here is not specific to you. Whereas here, the issue of the money, the variable of money, is only associated with this individual who's shown. What Tosef sounds like he's saying, he's not completely doing an about-face on the Yisod of Garmei vis-a-vis Dabar Garim L'mamon and saying, well, Garmei's halacha of incidental hezek and Garim L'mamon is about ascribing value to this chefza. Doesn't sound like he's changing that whole and changing the picture of what he thought before. Before, we said that within the halacha of Garmei, I can also see the vision of Rav Shimon, that I can view this item which has indirect impact on money as having the value right now of money. But when is that true? If you can say that about anybody, then I can view this as having value right now, and the value is right here, because you can see that value is relevant to everybody. But if the value is only value for me, then I wouldn't necessarily be able to take that assumption and assume that it's correct over here. That's what Tosa says in his first teretz. But now we have another teretz. And here, you can speculate that Tosis might be driving at what we were asking, and this is what's clearly what is Mashmosa, the Ramban here, and we'll see more as well in the Rajban, the Ramban, in the Gemini. Let's see the next teretz. Teretz number two. V'yesh mefarshim, right? D'mishim hachi kamar tzvili k'rav Shimon. Again, what was the problem? Why did Gemara say Rav Meir holds like Rav Yaakov and Rav Shimon? Just say he holds like Rav Yaakov, and then he holds in the Gemi, as he always does. The Mishmachi comes for Rav Shimon. Mishim Rav Shimon Kamar. What did Rav Shimon say? Davar Garm Mamon Havi Mamon LeInyan Tashlumi Dalad Vehei. Rav Shimon Shita specifically spoke about the subject at hand. Knas of Dalad Vehei. Rav Shimon says Da Hachi Tanalei BeMeruba. What did the Mishnah say? Meruba Ayin Aleph. That if you steal what? If you steal, no? Kachim, Shechai Bach Yusan, and Tavach, you pay Dalad Behei. That was Rav Shimon's case. The Igor Rav Meir, Lochazina, Demechayev bedina de ganmei el keren. We see in Rav Meir is demechayev keren. Avol chayev sham aydet al yada tashkum dal behei lo chazina. Here too, let's be detectives in the lashon of Tosis. Tosis is speaking in a very tepid kind of a way. Doesn't sound like he's making, you know, a whole new revolution. But Lemaisa, when you hear these words of Tosis, you'd be tempted to basically say what I was screaming about before. What did Tosis say? That all you see in Rav Meir is Dinda Gemit Mechayev Karen. But what do we need to prove? That you can be Chayev Dal Vehei. That you only see in Rav Shimon's Dabagong with Mamun. But what is that really about? If it's be Mechayev Karen and not Dal Vehei, what does it take to do that? I was masked you money. True, it's indirect. So it's Gorim, in a certain sense, it was only Derech Grama. But ultimately, that's going to be pinned on me. I caused that Hefsid. But to say that is no way going to allow me to Mechayev Dal Vehei if I, for Tobeach your animal. All I can say is I'm Mechayev the incidental loss that I caused you when I took this animal away from you. But that's not going to lead to Mechayev Dal Vehei. Dal Vehei means I was Tobeach your animal. How's it your animal? It's Vasabana, the Shor Nisko. But in Rav Shimon, you see that Gorim Lamamo makes it his animal, he's Chayev Dal Vehei. So if you look in the Ramban and the Rashba here, you see a couple more words, and Tosis doesn't quite get that far. Even here, even above a comma. Maybe I should just read Tosis above a comma. Yes, my friend, Tuhachi, comma, Tzav Gav Shimon, Shem, Rav Shimon, comma, Hedri, Tchayev, Abba, Abba, Chamisha, Abda, Abba, 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 Ein lo chiyach she yichayev bava chamisha bedavu gom mamon. It doesn't explain itself. Ein lo chiyach. But what is it about? Says the Ramban. I'll start with the Ramban. The Rashba, they both say the same language. The Ramban here. So he has a couple. He says what Tosha says at the end. It's only Rabbanan, but then he comes and says, "Inami midaraisa." The last part of the Rabban, "Mikol makom gav mamonhu, v'avi efsher the davar gom mamon lavkem mamonhu l'shulum me'alei tashlum yekefel dalad behei." Ela the karnad mishali mishum de mafsid le. All you see in the garnei, you wouldn't know you have to pay kefel dalad behei. Why do you pay Karen? De mafsid le. Those two words, I think, are really the giveaway, and that's why need Rav Shimon. Mammon Gomor Mashvili Shurum Elei Talad Behei. To say it's Mammon Gomor, that you need Rav Shimon. All you see Rav Meir is, you are mafsid him. So it's the fact that there was that loss at the end of the day that you have to pay for. But that's not cool that it's Mashvili Mammon. That's the Ramban. And the Rashba says, Mam is the same basic Lashon, that Lashon of the mafsid him. If you look in the Ramban in Dina de Garmei, which you guys had before, right? I gave it up before Dina of Shir, the Ramban is very striking in his language. Take a look. Paragraph the Afal Gav. The Afal Gav, the Kaimalon Kirab Meir. See that paragraph? Afagav the Kaimon Krab Meir. That means that we be Paskin Din de Garmei. Guys have it? No.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm a Shin Chafal from the Teresa Daf, yeah. The Afagav the Kaimon Krab Meir, Lo Kaimon Krab Shimon. The Amar Gorm Lama Kimaman Dami. The Lo Mitri Chada the Chaverta. One is not dependent on the other. And here's his raya, because we have the sugi merubayin aleph as well as ksuba samid dalid that the gemara says quote tacha mayaskinan kigon shemasu l'shomer and so on. Rav Meir savala k'Rav Yaakov, the savala ke Rav Shimon. The amar davgam kama madami. No, why bring Rav Shimon here? Va'amai leima Rav Meir tamei the dandin negamei. Who's kasha? Who's his kasha? Elish Mamina, what do you see from that Gemara? Didn't do that. Shmamina, the Lomitri Chada Bechaverta. One is not dependent on the other. Now he tells us why. Listen to the language, how sharp it is. The Ad Kan, Lo Dainan Dindagane, El Lishalim Lo Mashihiv Sidmi Menu. This is Mamish, the Ramban that we saw in Yechidushim here too. Ad Kan, what is Dindagane about? Lishalim Lo Mashihiv Sidmi Menu. What is Gamay? I have to pay that indirect loss that I caused you. Avala Mehevi Kimama, no. The Indigatme doesn't speak to the Indian over here. Why is it that you don't see Dalit Behei by Din de Gamay? Because all you Din de Gamay you see is that I can pay you for the Hefsin, I'm Mazik you. But that to be viewed as Mamo, that I don't see Din de Gamay. Hilkach, Itavach Sharanisko? Lomisharim Tashlume Dalit Abravachamisha. Why not? The Rav can Mamo dummy. Din de Gamay is not going to get me anywhere close to what I need to do to Mechayev Dalit Behei. What do I need to establish for Dalit Behei? That it's Kimamun Dami. That's Davar Gom Mamun, Kimamun Dami. What is Din de Gamay about? I have to pay for the fact that I was mafsid you, even though it was an indirect causation. Mikomak, Mithil, and Rav Yaakov, you'd have to pay. Surely Shomer. That much, yes. That would be a chiv to pay for the loss that the Shomer can't use the shore anymore to replace, you know, to pay back the mafki. That much I'd have to pay. But what does Rav Meir hold in the Braisa? Tavcho misham dalet behei. That wouldn't be enough to use Rav Meir's din de gamay. You need to resort to Rav Shimon. I'd be very tempted to learn all this pshat and tosis. The only ambivalence, I guess, that I have is why did Tosis speak so softly? He should have been sharper in his formulations. Tosis bekitzer. And it's a yesh mefarshin. And until now, Tosis, apparently, this is what the Pele is. Tosis was, it's only one teretz tucked away among three terusim. In other words, except for this yesh mefarshin, which is like an afterthought after the first teretz, Tosis is really locked into using din de gamay to allow us to understand why chayav dalet behei. To me, the Ramban is the pashtus. We're missing something. The fact that Tosis is prepared to really understand Rav Meir's din de gamay as allowing us to, you know, to mechad dalet behei, and even the first teretz didn't really mean to change that premise. It just said, well, it won't work necessarily in a case where it's only for the shomer, but if it's us or for everybody, it's mamon. Din de gamay means it has a value of mamon. What I find very striking about it is, look, by service to Rosh Shachavero, I can maybe allow for that pshat. By Mesachich Gafna? What else could it be except that I'm paying you for the hefsid that I caused you? So once you'd see that in Din de Gamay, where do you see that there's anything more than that? So how could Tosis even want to say that there's anything more that he has to answer the kasha? But again, within the Yesh Mefarshim, there's certainly room to explain it in line of the Raj Ramban, and as we see here, in the Din de Gamay especially. What is the last teretz? And this is, again, this is every teretz, the Tosis opens up a yam, you know, the Odom Meritzvah. We're just literally scratching the surface, flirting with all kinds of great inyanim here, just tip of the iceberg. The Odom Meritzvah, another teretz. You should know that we were thinking that Din de Gamay is a Din de Raisa may not be true at all. But Odom Meritzvah, the Mishim Din de Gamay, lo machayit el medrabanan, ki demuchach besof hakones. What exactly Tosis had in mind? So let's look at Tosis above a comma. A little more there. No, he doesn't say as much there either. But what does he say? The last teretz. Vivav mefarash to bedin legamei lo machayit Rav Meir el medrabanan ki demuchach besof hakones. Okay, so what exactly is sof hakones? What is the Rivav trying to say? That the din de gamay is a din de rabbanan. Which means, therefore, what? That you can't mechayev dalet behei. It's only din de rabbanan. Tosis had a Gemara in Akones, and that, at the end of Akones, the Gemara is Shaila as follows. The Asu Takanas Nigzal B'Masur Olo. That's the Gemara there. The halacha is, the Mishnah in Perek Shavuos, Kohen Shabayin, at the end of Mishnah Shavuos, has a list of Shavuos HaNotrim. Typically, Midoraisa is Nishba Benotel. Nishba is Kohen Nishba Nishban Blom Misham, typically Midoraisa. Midrabanan, there's a list of people in Nishban Benotrim. And the list is Hanigzal. Nigzal can swear how much was stolen from him, and he can collect from the Gazan. We saw the guy come in and steal. We don't know how much was stolen, was taken. We trust the Nigzal to say how much was taken. The halacha is by a masur. Somebody hands over money of somebody, another Jew, to the authorities. So he has to pay. And the shaila is, do you say asu takanas nigzal b'masur that mishtabe v'shakil olo, that he can say how much of his money was handed over to the authorities? So Tosus, it's actually Tosus in I'll just give you my makom, bavakam nun dalet amir aleph, diba maschu chamor debor l'Rabbi Yehuda. So Tosus says as follows, v'omer ri, d'leman d'lo don din de gamay, ומאד דנד גמיי נמי לא מחייב מיט רבנה כי נמוחח פרק הקונס מבוילה אי אסו תקונס ניגזל במסר אולו ואי דנד גמיי דה אורייסה למה לא אסו תקונס ניגזל במסר כמו בניגזל why is it a שאלה אם אסו תקונס ניגזל the answer is because it's only מסר is only a גמיי situation when you are one of the kids of Garmei, he told the authorities, this guy has money, don't take it. He didn't cause the hezek to be a dime. So the Gemara is a suffix, whether asu takanas nigzal, then masur. The Tosis, that means that the chi of Garmei is only drabbanan. That was Tosis mit kidmuch of Savakonis. Just so you should know, this inyan of Garmei is a doraisa, it's drabbanan, it's a major inyan. The Ramban, as you can see, wrote a kuntris, Dina de Garmei. There's a lot of issues that have to be spelled out, which we're not going to do, but just to be enough to know this. The Ramban writes, as you can see in his introduction, what am I trying to do here? He's very, but he starts off with the whole introduction. First of all, there's something called Grama Benizikin, Patur, and the question is, what is Garmei, which is a Machokas Tanoin? Rameir, Don Din de Garmei, Rameir, and others argue. So is Grama and Garmei, are they the same? Are they different? So Tosis in Baba Basel Chabez and Abez in Loyachpur has a couple of svaras to distinguish. Why is Grama b'Nezikin Patur? It means only b'din Shemayim Yachayev. And all those cases, Gemara says, Grama b'Nezikin no Yachayev. And yet Garmei is Rav Meir. Tosis has a couple of svaras. For example, Garmei says it's more immediate. It's indirect, but you can, right away, Miyad, there was some loss. It's just that I caused it indirectly. But Grama, you didn't see the loss until later on. That was one. Other svaras Tosis mentions. And then, you have to know, that could be one possibility. Grama versus Garmei. And then there's this whole idea that's assuming Garmei is really the Oraisa. The Ramban wrote a whole kuntres in the Garmei, which you have over here. The Shach, in the end of Chosha Mishpat, is not a big fan of the Ramban. You know, even though Ramban's Garmei is a classic work, it's a classic essay. So the Gezamar Makom Shin Pei Vavin Chosha Mishpat. This is the title. Chiluk Shebein Grama Benezakin Ledin De Garmei. I'll give you an example of Grama Benezakin. Somebody throws a vessel from the roof, and it would be land right now in pillows, and it wouldn't shatter. So what happens? Another guy standing on the ground, and he pulls the pillows out. And so as a result, the keli shatters on the ground, on the hard surface. So the guy who pulled the pillows out, what do you call him? Sichayev? That's Grama b'Nezikin Patur. Okay, you have to know how that fits in with the distinctions. The first sif of Shin Pei Vav Chosha Mishpat is as follows. Kaimolon, this is the word from the Machaber. Kaimolon Kirab Meir. The Dain Dina de Garmei. Lefichach, and then he begins to list all kinds of cases, and he has in the list, V'chein ha-soreif, shtar chov shochaveh, v'chayiv l'shalem kol ha-chov shayiv b'shtar, afapi she'en guf ha-shtar mamon, harei garam la'abid mamon. That's one case of Garmei.
You're fired for that?
Yes. That's right. That's like options, right? So the shach, the first shach in Sifkan Shin Pei Vav, says the following on the words in the Machaber Kaimalon. Hine ra'isi haRamban herich ma'od bedina de Garmei besof chidushi bava basra. This is what we just have in front of you, the beginning of that. Shelo v'hizchalti lasos chibur ubiur pilpul al dvarav. I began to write a whole kuntres on the Ramban's dina de Garmei. On the Ramban's kuntres dina de Garmei. Ach basher ki ra'isi ikur yesodo. Shesover, the Ramban's fundamental yisod is the dina de Garmei d'oraisu umachmas ze hayamuchrach echad bechilukim ezo nikra dina de Garmei ve'ezo nikra grama kedei shelo yistru ze ze ve'alkin huchrach leharich beze. That's why the Ramban needed to be marich. Amna mufid mashenir ali iker the dina de Garmei eno ela knased rabbanan, which of course is what we found in the last teretz of our Tosus. And Tos mentions it elsewhere as well. The Riva, Tnasad Rabbanan, Ein Sorach Lechalek B'Shum Chilukim, Ra Kimoshe Kasvu Shar Poskim. You know what? It's a Knas. So it's simple. Chachamim kansu b'davar sh'ayanira lehem sh'ushkiach v'ragil. There really is no fundamental distinction between the cases that the Gemara calls Gramma and what's called Grammi, except how common it is, and if it's more common, the Chachamim saw more of a reason to make a knas. V'chi haigab neve'en l'damos k'zeros Chachamim zu hazu, al ken chazarti l'achorai milasos achibur hanal. So once I realized that, I realized, okay, I can scratch, I don't have to write this chibur. V'im kosa amarti l'ha b'divir Ramban b'dinim ha'shayachim v'simen zeh, and he begins to say, mitchila avayir, shedin d'gami enod rabbanan, and it goes on and on and on, and you can see how long the shach is. If you would open it up, Shin Pei Vav, you would see quite a number of pages. Shuvra Yisi Narabban, Shuvra Yisi, and a lot that is said here. But suffice it to say that Yosef Masher Kavasi Lufneichem, Kasuv Kan, and yes, with Hashem, we'll pick up with this Gemara after Yantip.
Okay. That's why Tosus didn't expand on it so much. He thought it was there.
Well, that's the last test of Tosus. Okay.